USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A White House official says that more than 10,000 people were evacuated from Kabul during a 12-hour period on Monday. The majority of the 10,960 people who were evacuated left on military flights. The pace of evacuations is picking up as military officials have reportedly given the White House an ultimatum to decide on whether to extend the deadline for American troops to leave the country. CNN reporting that military advisors are giving the president until Tuesday to make a decision about extending the deadline originally set for August 31st. Speaking to reporters Monday night, California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says he believes it is unlikely that the evacuation operation will be completed by the end of the month.
I think it's possible, but I think it's very unlikely, given the number of Americans who still need to be evacuated, the number of SIVs, the number of others who are members of the Afghan press, civil society leaders, women leaders.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.